ladies and gentlemen.
It's the Backyard Knuckle Show.
Backyard Maker Show. Maker Show.
We speak that real.
Peace, interweblians. We are back with another one. Well, yeah, I had a pretty good weekend. I had a vendor's event at the Stratford Music Festival here in Stratford, where I had a vendor's booth selling my clothing and shit like that. And it was pretty cool, man. I've been doing it every year, 4 years in a row. And it's a good turnout, a lot of music, food, different, you know, a lot of the Hispanic and Latino cultures, whatever you want to call it, indigenous.
I saw the salsa bands and stuff
playing. Oh yeah, it's a good time. They have dancers come from like every culture, Peru, Colombia, Puerto Rican bomba, you know what I'm saying? So it's dope, man. I enjoy myself. I have my son come out and he helps me, he gets to see it and shit. So you know, it was a good time,
I'm
man.
Sure he enjoys
it. Yeah. And then, you know, I was here recording with Dear Brother Podcast, getting them in here and just working, man, pretty much. So but yo, without further ado, man, we got a guest in the building, Interweblians. I know we told y'all last show we were gonna have a guest, so I didn't wanna fail y'all. It's been about 6 shows. You know, we've been real busy with the podcast network and shit. So well, without further ado, man, I wanna introduce to y'all Craig. Craig, what's up, brother?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good man. I'm happy to have you here.
Appreciate you.
You've definitely been on the radar. You know what I'm saying? So definitely welcome to the Backyard Mecca Show, man. I don't know, man, let's get into it, man. Why don't we just tell the people a little bit about yourself, man, what you do, you know, what you're about.
Well, just turned 30 and I'm basically looking for a way to skip the whole 9-to-5 process and make it rich.
Yes.
So we'll see how.
Yes. Hurrah. I'm gonna put an applause sound effect right there, because that's what I tell a lot of people, bro. That's real freedom right there.
Yeah, dead ass. Like, there's no point in like basically helping build up somebody else's dream while yours goes to waste.
Exactly.
Like working for years and years and you do nothing with your creativity, that'll kill you inside.
Yeah.
Yep.
Especially when you see somebody else doing it, but it's like you can see like all the mistakes that they're making. It's like, oh, you should have did it this way. You might as well just show and prove and do it yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the best way too, because I think unless you do it, you don't know.
Exactly. Like, you know? You gotta beat your feet. Scrape your knees with it a little bit.
It's you know what? It's scary, man. It's scary because we're taught not to do that. We're taught to be institutionalized. We're taught to go to school and get a degree so you can work for somebody else. They don't teach us to work for ourselves. So it's scary, man. It is. But once you start doing it, man, it's like anything else, man. Learn how to walk, learn how to ride a bike and shit. So I commend anybody, man. And I think that's an amazing, dope idea. You should definitely
appreciate
do
it.
What you want to do. What's the type of stuff you want to do to achieve that freedom though? Like, what kind of route you trying to take?
Me and a friend of mine, we want to do like comedy skits. Like, we watch like a lot of corny crap on like YouTube and like World Star and shit, and we're like, yo, they're not even that funny. Like, we're funnier just between you and like me and I, like, so we might as well just jot down some ideas and get to it.
Cool. So
we basically just been like jotting down ideas back and forth. I've been putting up stuff on like my social media, like just throwing out like weird jokes and shit. Like, I've been writing my jokes out instead of just throwing shit up there and seeing how people react to it.
Dope. Yeah, that's how you gotta do it, man. Just get your feet wet. And
exactly. It's like a test audience, and it's for free, basically.
And you learn, you know, what's more comfortable and which route to take and shit.
Exactly, because comedy shouldn't just be like completely offensive. It should also kind of like teach or like push somebody in a different direction. If you're just offending people, you're an asshole. You're not really funny.
Yeah, yeah.
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 Everybody has like a different type of
humor. It's an artistry, man. I mean, you can't offend people, but just don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Be well-rounded in the shit.
Mm-hmm. So. Exactly.
And you kind of know, like, when you get closer to somebody, like, the more you could...
Yeah, what
like,
you can say and what you can't.
Exactly. Yeah, or who, or, you know.
Exactly, because your mama jokes used to cause fights.
Yeah.
But if it's like your siblings, you know,
because
you're so close.
So do you guys have like a social media or anything yet?
Nothing up yet, right?
Okay, cool. It's coming though. So that's what's up, man. Well, yo, we'll definitely have you back when that's established, and you know what I'm saying. We could let the people know where they can find you, and you know, hopefully, you know, that'll help give you guys a little push, man. Cause,
appreciate that. Thank you.
Because that's definitely dope, man. Me and you, we met on social media pretty much. I don't recall if it was Facebook or Instagram. I know it was either or.
It might have been Facebook.
Facebook, yeah. And we've always gotten into conversations with different threads. And we might have not always agreed all the time and stuff and seen eye to eye and stuff. But, you know, I always like, yo, this dude is, you know, he's about his shit. He's smart dude. So that's why I said he was always on my radar. And you were always somebody I wanted to get up here because you definitely use your fucking brain, bro. And there's not a lot of people that do that shit. You know what I mean? No, but seriously, you're a smart cat, and you know, we talked about a lot of deep important things online, and so now you're here. You know what I mean?
Hey.
But yeah,
from the digital to the physical.
That's it, man.
That's right, because that's how we met too. And we always communicate and stuff like that. And Craig is actually the one that put me onto the Book of Illumination.
Yeah, she was telling me I gotta check that book out.
Yeah, it's an expensive book, but it's definitely fire.
It's worth it. It definitely is. It's put a lot of things that I was questioning into, you know,
perspective,
mm-hmm. and the way he says it and stuff, it helps you to really understand it in a different way. So I really appreciate that. And also some music. Put me on to some good music.
What? Yeah. Like what?
Like Jamila Woods. I love Jamila Woods. Okay. It's very like poetic flow type of like R&B,
dope
soul music, virtuous energy, right? Malibu.
Brooke Taylor. Malibu is Anderson .Paak.
Yeah.
That's dope, man.
So right. Some really good stuff that really like uplifts you, very positive. Like I put it in every time, like I'm feeling down. It definitely like picks me right back up. So I appreciate it because I'm very into like poetry and you know all that flow type of soul music. So.
Dope, man. And he supported the brand Self Mathematics. He's purchased stuff from me before, which I appreciate, man, because I mean, you know, local artists don't always get that love, man, if you're not on fucking TV or in a fucking song or some shit. So it's when other local people support you, that's big shit, man. So thank you, man.
Exactly.
Same for real. And I think that's a big thing with this show in general. Like sometimes you don't want all that because you're gonna get all the idiots like behind it. So it's kind of nice, like the few that really do stick with it is because they understand what we're talking about, you know, and we can have real conversations about real stuff and not just about superficial bullshit, you know.
It's definitely a filter. You do filter out I hate to call it like this, but you filter out the dead weight.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what I'm saying? even with like you'll see, man. When you start your social media stuff and the skit shit and the comedy stuff, you're gonna filter out and see who your real friends are, who support you and shit like that. Trust me, family members, all that. Like,
oh man, you have no idea, bro.
Yeah. So I mean, you know,
it's a constant battle. I think in general, like. When you're on a spiritual path and to more knowledge, deeper knowledge, you know, you're gonna filter out a lot of things and come to a lot of realizations along the way, you know.
It's a gift and a curse, man, but you know.
Certain cases it's more like a curse than a gift. But that's just because of who you're dealing with. Certain people don't wanna hear certain things in there. You're going to meet their emotions before you meet their logic. You kind of have to be respectful to that.
Yeah.
I learned that shit the hard way because I've had knockout, drag out arguments with family like at like Thanksgiving and shit. When I could have just shut the hell up.
Yeah. You know, it's true. There's a time and place for everything.
Exactly.
But like, I just don't give a fuck if it comes up. That's me, though. That's me. I respect everybody, but I can't. Yo, if I don't know, if I feel I got to say some shit. Not in a disrespectful way. Like, I'll just bring it up and then, you know, it'll either go fucking south or we'll do a little building. But
it usually goes south first.
Yeah. But you know, it kind of teaches you how to be good at communicating with people too, man. Because you have to have fucking patience, yo.
And you got to filter shit. Yeah. Like, for some people, you do because they're just not going to get it. Oh, yeah. You know? It's just not going to stick.
Like we said in one of our other shows, there's certain people that you could say certain shit to or go deep You can go deep with certain people and not deep with others. So you kind of learn to distinguish the two.
It becomes a skill, I think.
Yeah, yeah, it's a communication skill, definitely, 100%.
It's like the pool at the gym. Like everybody's not going to be in it even. Some people are going to like switch, like stay on the buoy. Some people are just going to put their feet in.
Yeah.
They're not all going to swim.
Some motherfuckers are going to dive, you know
what I'm saying? Yo, for real. Some motherfuckers might dive and bump their head.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're not doing it the right way.
Exactly.
Or they don't know how, yeah.
They don't know how deep it goes.
That's it.
For real.
But I don't know, Craig, man. What I kind of wanted to I kind of wanted to chop it up with you, and we spoke about it last show, man. But I don't mind talking about it again because you know I know your input because I've seen some of the recent shit on the subject, and we were getting into the whole Eminem shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, about that guy.
I don't know, man. I mean, our interweblians kind of know how I feel, me and B feel about the whole situation. Like you're someone coming from the outside. You know, from the show, how do you look at that, man? How do you feel about that, man?
That guy is literally the end of the golden era of hip hop. So if you ever look at like somebody like Triple X Sensation or like a Lil Pump or some shit like that or a Lil Yachty, just know that Eminem is the person that gave them the green light to shine with that bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, he has technical skill as a writer, like the way he pens a verse. If you actually sat down and write his lyrics and the way that he's rhyming syllables in between his lines, yeah, that's cool. But he never elevated past that and put any content in his music.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because his first album, Infinite, like before he got on, is full of content. He sounds like a true school rapper. He sounds like an underground New York cat.
It was dope. Infinite was dope. I'm not going to front. Infinite was dope. And then he just became a fucking mad battle rapper and he never changed from that shit.
And that's the thing, bro. Like, he's been murdered battle rapping on camera. Yeah, like, he's been murdered by no names like Juice, Rhymefest. He got beat by a pregnant Rod Digger. She was like 7 months pregnant.
Wow.
On stage. This shit is on YouTube. You can watch it.
I never seen that one.
And everybody's like, oh, he's the greatest battle rapper ever.
But they'll still defend him. Like, people still defend that.
Yeah. There's a lot of stands out there, man. There's heavy stands out there, man. But, and you know what? Like I said last show, man, the only reason he got put there, he got put on a pedestal and catapulted is because, number one, because he's white.
Exactly.
And there ain't nothing against white people. Like I said before, this ain't no disclaimer. This is just what it is. But it's because he's white, and you know they've been trying to get a white boy in the game. Vanilla Ice, Marky Mark,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And they failed until they put M in there, and you know they found someone who was above average a little bit, and they threw him up there. But yo, come on, man, you got Rakim, Nas, you got all these other cats that if they would have been put on that pedestal, they'd be even further out there, man.
And it's not like M is the only person with that type of technical style. Like there's another rapper from Detroit named Elzai. And he's just as good.
From Detroit,
He's
nasty.
Yeah, but he's never gonna get that shine. Like he literally redid the whole Illmatic album with a live band, and all of his lyrics are fire. But that shit gets no shine.
Yeah,
but for me, that's real. Like when they don't get that shine, that's how you know. You know,
I know,
like
but
it's like that back. You know,
it's an artistry, and it's like he has to get paid for what he's doing. He has, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it is.
They put the real artists with their back against the wall, man, which is fucked up.
It sucks because it's like they feel like they have to conform, and then it's like you have your favorite underground artist, and then when he pops, he has some bullshit out. Like a lot of people were saying Joey Badass is weak because he put out the single Devastated, because Devastated sounds like some southern shit.
Yeah.
But he was trying to get radio play. I need spins. I have a kid coming. I got to make bread.
Yeah.
This is the part of the game I have to play.
It's tough, man.
And they have to make like decisions.
Exactly.
And there's a crossroads where they could either like become what they other people want or stay true to themselves.
Exactly.
So I believe that, you know, but that's a big part of it.
It's hard. It's a business, but it's also art. Art is meant to inspire. Like when the shit becomes non-inspiring, it's not art no more. It's just it's pop culture.
And I think and that goes back to like the starving artist and pain, and that's where the best art comes from a lot of times. You know?
Like. It sucks because, like, I remember, like, when Mary J. Blige first came out and she was, like, strung out on heroin and she was getting beat by Casey from Casey.
And she made the best music ever.
And that shit was, it felt good. Like, you listen to it and you, like, you could hear her pain, but you feel better. Same thing, like a Billie Holiday type feel to it.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But then, like, 2002, 2003, her life got better. She got married. You're like, I don't really like this.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you, but this is not on the same.
There's not in like the old
Mary J.
Yeah, nah, that first album.
Yeah, like
God, yo.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm very happy she's doing well. Very few people beat addiction like that and do mm-hmm. that well. But damn,
but it's that
miss.
Pain that yeah. really gives it like that substance.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know she was on heroin though.
Yeah, she was. She had an addiction issue. They don't really like throw that shit out yeah. there like that.
Yeah, I knew she was on something.
It's a lot of big artists. They don't really like. Oh yeah. This person was on this. Like mm-hmm. Eminem was on methadone. You can see it in his face.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That shit ate away at his body. They don't talk about that shit.
Yeah.
He was on methadone for years.
Yo, it's going rampant now, man. The drug shit in the music game, especially like hip hop, like.
Yeah, it's crazy. Everybody wants to be at the party. Nobody wants to leave.
Yeah, everybody wants to be a fucking codeine rapper and shit.
Yo, codeine isn't even the way, bro. You drink that shit 20 minutes later, you're asleep. Yeah. Like, you're not worried about being robbed?
See, that's crazy, man.
Can you really do that shit around people that you think you can trust? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can you even trust them?
Yo, for
in
real.
That industry, you know, sometimes you get all types of shady people that come around.
Yeah. It's a vulture game. They're watching the mice run in the field and they're just picking them up.
Yeah, man. You know what's crazy, man, that I noticed too? Like, you know, I think some of these companies and execs push that shit on these artists
yes.
to stay asleep and fucked up. Like, you know who I seen online? I don't listen to him and, you know, I think he's garbage and everything. But, you know, yeah. you just because I don't like certain shit don't mean I'm not going to study it because then that makes me a fool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's a kid called Lil Xan.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, and there's been a few times where he's like abruptly come out on his social media saying the labels got me doing this, they saying this, they're not letting me do this, and then you know they erase the video right away, and that makes you like, yo, what the fuck is going on, man?
Well, yeah, it's like like if you like listen to like old stories about DMX, they'll tell you like people used to go to the hood and like get him crack, like he was fucked up before he got on.
Yeah,
like the label will do that shit in order to keep you on the leash. They will keep you dope the fuck up.
They're like,
it's like with strippers and shit, like a lot of the dudes, they like own strip clubs. They'll feed the chicks X or like Xans or whatever just to get them to get on the pool.
Well, that's how like human trafficking works in general. It's a lot of the runaway girls. They have nowhere to go. These guys pick them up and they end up giving them drugs, and then that's
where it
leads to another life. But I wanted to ask too about this cloning shit.
Oh, that shit.
That's going on.
Did you see that shit with Homeboy?
I thought that this shit was fake, and then I Googled it.
Me too.
Like, yo, cloning is a real thing. I mean, I know they've been cloning shit, like, since, like, the fucking 40s. Like, they've shown you shit like that.
Yeah. Now they're bold, though.
Yeah, what the fuck are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Ah, like, whoa.
It's a joke. Like,
did you see that interview with Homeboy? What's his name? Blue something?
Kid Boo.
Yeah,
Kid
Boo. Yeah.
You know what's crazy about that? Like, him even choosing that fucking name? Like, Dragon Ball Z, like Japanese anime period, has a lot of symbolism in it. But the Kid Buu character in the show is basically, for lack of better terminology, because he is pink, he's technically like a white person, like a savage white person. Mm-hmm. He basically like destroys shit without any type of thought process to what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that he changes forms is he absorbs other people. So he takes in their knowledge and becomes a different character. Like he becomes smarter and less savage the more people he absorbs. So I thought that was kind of wild for some dude to talk about cloning and name himself Kid Buu. I was like, did he think about that shit, or did somebody like push that to him?
Yeah, because he was like, yo, he didn't crack a smile. Like,
he was a fucking robot.
Yeah, he was.
He was serious about it.
He went in about that, and they've been putting other, you know, they've been talking about it on social media and shit. People are like, yo, is this motherfucker for real? Like, yo, that nigga's crazy. I don't know.
I mean, because they can baby in a test tube. I mean, shit, they're taking wombs from deceased women and putting them in transgendered men. So
that's
shit
crazy.
Is kind of
moving. That's
wild.
Yeah, every time I think about when they show missing women's report and they show you like where it's at from 6 months in like New York City, that's like the first shit I think about. Organ trafficking, like, yo.
Yeah.
Like, big time. Or how they experimented a lot of women. We were talking about this recently, you know, how they a lot of Puerto Rican women, they were tested with birth control and different drugs and even this cloning stuff. I would not be surprised that being used in some way.
In Puerto Rico in the 50s, they I remember reading up that they sterilized the women out there, so you know,
because they have so many babies,
they were giving them vaccines to help them with whatever polio or. So, but they were really just sterilizing and shit. Fucked up, man.
They did that shit in Louisiana, too.
Yeah.
In New York.
Yeah, I heard about the Louisiana joint.
So that's something that's ongoing and like, it's so, like, people just don't even care anymore. Like, they know, Yeah, and it's like, okay.
Exactly.
It's like,
so normal. I still got to eat breakfast and go to work. So, yeah. You know, fuck it.
Yeah.
No energy. Because they have to use all this energy to do their stuff. That how are they going to fight?
Yeah. Like, how am I even going to focus on that shit?
Yeah.
And that's how fucked up they got us, because, like, they're letting us know what's up.
Exactly.
And they're
laughing.
They're letting certain people lash out about it, but they know, they're laughing because they know nobody's going to do shit.
Exactly.
Yo.
That's how much what their plan has worked. Like, to this point, I believe, you know. But then we have soldiers, we have warriors that come, that were built to break this, to talk about truth, to let people know that, you know, we can change this, and that there are people out there that are empaths and care and and want love for people, you know, and want things to change. So I do know there's a good group of people that are doing that, you know.
Yeah.
So we just gotta keep at it.
Yeah, it's a long, hard road.
Yeah, it's a battle. It's a life battle, man. It's going to go on for a long time, man. Our kids, if they keep, you know. But yeah. I just feel that we have to, though, you know. Even though we ain't winning no time soon.
Exactly.
But if we stop now, what the fuck is our future really going to be for our kids, and you know?
Exactly. You can't plant these seeds today and then eat the oranges off the tree tomorrow. Exactly. That's not how it works.
Yeah,
you're basically setting it up for someone else to do a little better.
Water and nurturing, man. That's it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But real quick, back to Eminem, man, because it was interesting what you said, because I said it last show. He was the floodgates for all this whack shit that's out now. Yeah, and I know a lot of people are going to be like, ah. But like I said, I can't literally blame M, like saying he knew what was going on, but he was a tool, you know.
Exactly,
what I'm
saying? And he accepted it. Like, yeah, that's why he was doing like all the Elvis Presley shit.
Absolutely,
he was dressing up like a girl in videos, making transgender jokes, all types of goofy shit, yelling the word faggot every five lines, or pretending like he got molested and shit as a kid. He was just throwing anything at the wall that anybody would react to.
Absolutely.
So it's like people that aren't like used to hearing like weird shock value, like horror movie type shit, they're like taking it back. Like, yo, you can't ride around to like in your car to like three or four Eminem's albums. You can't.
Yeah.
That shit, yo, it's creepy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he's got mad rapey ass songs.
Especially if you want women in your
car. Yo, exactly. You know, he has a whole song about kidnapping Lindsay Lohan. I'm not playing that shit on the first date. He's bugged the fuck out. Like, eject.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, the content's always
that
been
not good off romantic my radar. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And it's like, we come down on other artists like, oh, they're, what the fuck is it? They're misogynistic. This is the most misogynistic motherfucker on the planet. Yes. And we don't say shit.
Yes.
That shit is crazy.
But I think, unfortunately, there's a big piece in hip hop that is misogynistic.
Wholeheartedly.
You know, so I think that's why I'm so adamant about like these empowering, you know, women, female rappers that are coming out, and they're never mentioned. Like
yeah,
that,
and it
you know?
Sucks. It's just fake boobies or fake butt, and we're going to zoom in on these and hope everybody else catches up.
Yeah,
it sucks. Like, Rhapsody is one of the greatest rappers of all time. Not fuck male, fuck female. She's one of the greatest rappers of all
she's
time.
Dope. I like rap.
She has this literal song called, I think it's called Jesus Is Coming Back on her last album. And that shit was up for a Grammy and lost to some bullshit. I don't believe Kendrick won. And I was like, yo, how did that lose? Like, how?
Yeah.
This song is literally about being like caught in like the crossfires of like gunfire and shit.
Yeah.
She does it from like three different perspectives. She does it from her perspective, her daughter's perspective, and then two soldiers that are shooting at each other. Like, how is that shit not fire? Like, are you not listening?
Yeah. That's crazy, man.
People are not connecting. I think that's what it is.
People aren't connecting, but they're not letting people connect. They're pushing that bullshit. You know,
people don't know how to connect.
Like, and you know, you know what I tell people all the time? Like, yo, like, okay, there's the radio. You got the top 40 shit.
Exactly.
Like, every radio station got that. Like, yo, there is other forms of finding other music and artists. Exactly. Like, yo, that's the beauty of the internet. Dig. But motherfuckers just want to get fed.
Kiki, do you love me?
Like, what the fuck?
Yo, his stalker ass. Like, yo, she curved you, bro. Let it go. Stop texting her.
Yeah, he got a new 18-year-old that he's rocking with. And he's like 30-something years old.
This nigga's a whole pedophile. Like, I'm not even cool with that shit.
People sweeping that under the rug, though, because, you know, he got a new hit coming out, so.
Yo, he's damn near the Teflon Don. I think he's, like, the second Eminem. I really don't think he can do any wrong.
Oh, he's part of that. Like, we were talking about that the last show, too, you know.
Yeah, he came out of that whole Watergate shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he's one of those artists, man.
Like, and he's, like, yo, he's, like, the archetype for, like, the ain't shit nigga, but, like, women do not care because it's He's a rich ape shit nigga. Exactly. You wouldn't, if the nigga only made 30K, you would not deal with some of the shit he does.
Yo, it was like, not to cut you off real quick, it was like the R. Kelly shit. Yo, so what? He peed on girl, little young girls. I know,
and he's like, still, nothing. Like, it was nothing.
And the crazy part is he's from Chicago. We watch Chicago violence every day. Nobody knows where he lives at. Nobody knows the chickens. But nobody wants to clap R. Kelly.
It's not a big deal to them.
It's crazy to me.
Because he's making money.
It's crazy.
You know what? I give you that. Yeah, but it's, I can't even listen to this shit the same. Like, you feel,
I can't listen to R. Kelly no more. I can't. I can't listen
to. There was moms that were trying to sue him because he, like, basically kidnapped their daughters and kept them, you know? That wasn't even, like, a lot of people don't even know about that, you know?
They got swept into the rug real fast, but, like, R. Kelly himself is actually a child molestation victim. He came out in an article, I think it was called Sister, Sister, back in like 2002, where he like gave explicit details about being molested by a woman and a man. Like,
well, so many times a lot of people who have been abused, they become the
abusers.
You know,
exactly. They find power in it.
Yeah.
Like, if they don't seek help, and nobody's giving the man any type of help, but they've allowed him to run rampant, and that's
and they sacrificed him. So it's crazy.
Man, and in that book, it explains him as Pan. Which
it's cool. Yeah, Pan is the oversex deity of fertility in Greek mythology.
That's wild, man. Yeah,
if you're, of our time.
Yeah, you'll notice like horns and shit, like horns, horny, devil, goat leg, shit like that. It's all like connected. Mm-hmm. You'll see it in different religions and shit, but it all basically like leans towards debauchery, like being so free that you're animalistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you see that shit in the music and movies and shit too, all day.
You do. Because, you know, I think, like, the older I get, like, the more, like, I realize, like, you don't have to have a sex scene in every movie. Sometimes the shit just takes away from the fucking story. But it's like, we need titties to bring the 18-year-olds in.
Yeah.
It's
like, yeah. Bro. That one titty scene.
Yeah, for real. Like, ooh, like, 30 seconds of titty. You paid $10 for that. Why?
I know. And then it's like, they're all fake and shit.
Yeah, it's weird.
They got that shit down to a science, man.
Yo, for real. They keep you in your fucking root chakra and then... Mm-hmm. Fucking twist everything inside that shit. Like, there's just
it's a deep, ugly game, man. And you know what? They're fucking scientists, bro. They've been working on this shit for years.
For real, like that's every like everything is data. You may not think about it, but everything you do is data. Yeah. Like, say you go get a fucking flu shot, and 2 weeks later you come back and tell them, "Yo, my throat's itchy. I've been scratching the spot where you gave me the fucking shot." They're literally writing that shit down and putting it in a pool of data.
Mm-hmm.
So now they have your information as to, like, what could happen, like, different outcomes. That's with everything, like, consumerism and shit.
Yeah.
Like, you think, like, it's a fucking, like, a coincidence that they put, like, racist commercials and shit out, and then they gauge everybody's reaction, and they throw an apology out later.
That's
like,
that's a whole other...
They're just baiting
it's their
switch.
Format, man.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this too, about how, you know, like, they're really trying to segregate people purposely, because that's what it's all about, is propaganda. That, because really they are starting to be, you know, their numbers are diminishing.
They did a whole CNN report on that shit. Negative birth rates across America, Australia, and Europe for Caucasians. That shit is crazy.
Exactly. And you know what? That's what we have to do. Like, we just gotta keep mixing.
And boom, here come the hurricanes. Boom.
Yo, for real. Yeah. Like, oh, word, y'all are beating us? Earthquake. The fuck?
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's,
and where they are and, you know, all that. So, yeah.
And you can't even talk to people about shit like this, because they'll just be like, "Oh, you fucking conspiracy nut, or you crazy." Or, like,
nah, you can look at the numbers, bro.
Yeah,
like,
and it's getting to it's getting to the point that people can't deny, like, they can't deny truth to this point. So,
like, I've argued with mad people about, like, quote unquote black on black crime stats, and then I'll show them the federal database, and white people are winning by a landslide. Like. And it's all violent crimes, like sexual assault.
Absolutely.
Same shit with welfare and all that shit like that. They think it's all minorities or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
it's them. Like, there was like a whole thing about like a welfare fraud in Brooklyn. It was an entire Jewish community.
Yeah, I saw that.
They were all receiving Section 8.
Yeah.
And they were all well off. Like, they all had jobs and shit. The wives just didn't work.
Yeah.
And that's how they like freaked the shit. This shit is crazy to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yo, but it was literally like like a whole community, bro.
Yo, like, for real. I've never seen Jewish people in like the police blotter ever in my life. I was like, yo, these niggas get arrested? Oh, shit.
Something's going down.
You must have fucked up.
Oh, shit.
Yo, man, I want a real quick, man. You mentioned XXXTentacion. You never really felt him. You never was feel his stuff.
Like in like concerts and shit, yeah, because it's like high energy shit. Like for me, like a concert is church. You know what I'm saying? So like, what was the first one? The fuck with me shit. I like that shit for like a concert setting. I don't want to hear that shit anywhere else. It's just too.
Yeah.
He has joints and he has content. Like I've had people pay me like freestyles and like listen to him like rap like a traditional rapper, and he's actually dope. He was probably one of the best out of like the Southern Florida rappers because they're just putting out shit and they all look the same.
Yeah.
That's why the cloning shit is crazy to me. Like every South Florida rapper has colorful dreads, face tats in the exact same spot, and they're all incredibly skinny in a certain height.
Yeah.
Come on now. Like, you niggas are coming off a conveyor belt. That's wild to me.
Yeah, it's true. It's absolutely true. And I only asked that because, you know, we talked about him one show. And, you know, I was never a fan till after he passed away. I kind of, you know, started dissecting his shit a little bit. And I'm not a super fan. Yeah. But I did become a fan because, you know, even though they say he did a lot of fucked up shit or whatever, you know, he was young. Exactly. And I think he was on the verge of changing and he was reaching the kids with that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I listened to a lot of his shit and I was able to find a few songs that I could fuck with and I could respect him as an artist. You know, and that's hard for me to say because he comes from that, you know, trappy, fucking drug, codeine, tattoo everywhere in your face type era.
I'm gonna be weird for the sake of being weird. Never mind, I'm just gonna be weird.
But he to me, he was really a artist. You know,
he actually he respected the craft.
He listened
to different music.
And he had knowledge. He was getting that knowledge, and he was throwing that in his music, which was reaching people. You know what I'm saying?
Like, so a lot of people don't know that. I forgot which single it was, but Joey Badass actually helped him write that. Like him and Joey Badass were really
good friends.
So like Joey Badass is, I don't want to say he's like a 5%er, but he has a lot of knowledge and he sprinkles that shit in his music. So naturally, of course, that would spread to the people he's with.
Absolutely.
Granted, XXXTentacion was young, but like certain shit is inexcusable. There has to be like a consequence to certain shit.
Absolutely.
And otherwise, he still was a role model. Yeah, a lot of kids were looking up to him.
So for him trying to change his life, I can't give him credit for that.
Yeah.
Even like the Jocelyn Flores song, I didn't even know that was about a real girl. Like a week ago. I was like, oh shit, I thought that was just like a song. So,
that was a real girl, man.
And I was like, well, all right, that's deep. The family is upset that he, of course, put that material out because she's not here to defend her. So that was
somewhat. So you know, I actually found Jocelyn Flores' sister. You know, this is when I was getting to the whole X shit, because that's one of the songs that I like a lot, and that you know, I really dissected. And I found Jocelyn Flores' sister on Instagram, and she actually said that they were cool. Like they were cool with it. They weren't really too, you know, because people would say, "Oh, why would he do that?" You know what I mean? Yeah. But she was like, "Yo, like we was all right with it because he was kind of." You know, showing love. You know what I mean. You know, maybe he. You know, obviously, when there's deaf, people want to be more private and shit like that. But I was surprised myself because I would have kind of been, you know, damn, if that was my daughter or sister or some shit.
Mm-hmm. You'd have felt some type of way.
Yeah. So that's why I'm asking you about X because you know, he did inexcusable shit like beating up, I guess, one of his old girlfriends or some shit.
Yeah.
And it's not excusable, and he should have been. Reprimanded for that shit in whatever way, but I think he also learned from that, and he was growing from that. You know what I mean? Because how old is he? 19?
I think he had just turned 20.
Just turned 20. Yeah, shit happened when he was 16, 17, I think, or some shit.
And he had done like 2 or 3 stints in jail. Like
everybody
called him like a homophobe and shit like that. But in all honesty, the real story goes there was a dude that was like in jail. Older men prey on younger men. Some dude tried him in the shower. He beat him after that. He's not a homophobe. He defended himself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So. You know, when he died, man, a lot of people were just like, "Oh, fuck him! He's a woman beater. He's a woman beater." And I get that, and you know, we don't condone none of that shit.
Exactly.
But I do feel he was changing his life, and we gotta not condone it. We gotta.
You gotta allow people to change.
Yeah.
You can still hold them accountable, but you have to allow them to change.
That's the word I was looking for. We hold them accountable. But he was changing for the better, you know what I'm saying? And he was young. He was 1920.
Exactly.
I mean, come on. I did a lot of dumb shit, and I regret it. You know what I'm saying? But I learned from it, And now look, I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to put some good shit into the universe. And I think that's the path he was on. So I kind of respect that because I kind of feel I went in that like lane a little bit. Yeah.
And that's good. But at the same time, that's, again, I have an issue when they're role models, you know, like.
Yeah, but this is just new age, like, idol worship. You dig what I'm saying? Like, everybody is a different statue in the Greek pantheon. Somebody's Apollo, somebody's Zeus.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you're kind of going to, it sucks, but you're kind of going to have to give leeway about that because people want to see themselves in a higher position, and sometimes they don't feel they can get to that position.
So yeah, and they connect with that with in someone. That way.
Like, Beyonce is not supposed to connect with every female on the planet.
Exactly. Yeah,
but
it's true.
she's at the height. She's in great shape.
Yeah.
She's a great mother to her kids. She's an example as a wife. So a lot of women connect to that, even if like sometimes she doesn't push the proper shit or like the music doesn't really connect.
Her actions being cheated on and like things like that, you know.
I agree.
To be honest,
so woman power.
Watermelon.
Yeah.
Yo, to be very honest with you, I was actually like really happy that they like broke the ice on like the whole cheating thing because like a lot of people think like cheating is a death sentence to relationships. You haven't had a conversation with your grandparents.
Yeah,
because
they've survived a lot of that
exactly
those struggles. But still.
And I was happy. I was happy Jay-Z owned up to that shit. Yeah. I was like very happy.
That was commendable.
It was, and
they worked through that. Exactly. So that is a very
exactly which is about accountability
thing about relationships and learning how to deal with them. And you know, I hope that if she would have done the same thing, that Jay-Z would have
would have stuck around them, instead of being in his ego and be like, ah, well, bye.
But I highly doubt that.
Hell ego, I get you. Yeah.
You know, that goes both ways. That's relationships, you know, and I think that's where we get confused because there is this double standard always, you know? So I agree with certain things as long as it can be both ways, you know?
Absolutely.
You know, so that's how it works.
Just to throw this out there because you said that we're a double standard. That's actually one of my favorite Absol songs, although I don't listen to it all the time.
I love Absol.
And one of the best lines at the very end of the song is, yeah, we all know Amber Cole, but we don't know that nigga that was getting domed. Like, because the story is she was nagging off some dude in the park. We don't know the dude. We don't hold him accountable, but we threw her name out there and we dragged her through the mud.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's kind of.
And that's how it works sometimes, you know? Shit. So it's like.
And we're cool with it, you know what I'm saying? And he's like one of the few people that question that shit. And I was like, yeah, he's actually fucking right. Yeah. Good point.
And we were talking about this recently, too. We were talking about, like, polygamy. Yeah. You know, and like people have different beliefs about polygamy and having multiple wives, and you know, and of course there's a term as well for women having multiple husbands.
Polygyny, I think, is what.
But it's not very.
It's not as common.
It's not as common, and it's not legalized like in certain countries and stuff where polygamy is very prominent. So that's where I have a problem with things like that, because if it can't be done the other way, then it's not equal. Then it's not okay, you know? Not that it always needs to be equal, but it needs to be okay. So, like, if guys can do it, women should be able to do it too, you know?
Yeah,
but there's going to be some type of double standard if a woman tries to do something like that,
instead of there being
you know?
Legal restrictions for you doing that, did you?
Yeah.
Society's fucked up like that, man.
it's engineered that way. Like, you got to understand, people are kept illiterate, and it's been like that way for centuries.
Yeah.
Like that's why they always say knowledge is power, because the person with the knowledge has the power. He has to keep everybody else dumb and doing what he wants.
Exactly. And I just feel like that towards that. So like I feel like a guy that needs to have like all these women, it's like filling parts of him that he can't, find within himself.
Oh, like he's not whole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or he just knows he has that power, you know?
I mean like
it could go that way too, you know what I mean?
But like, that power, and it's like, what type of women are you really gonna have but to you be able to?
Is he thinking about that?
I know, but I got like a couple examples in my own family where it's like one of my cousins has deals with multiple women, and it's not like they're like low on the totem pole or anything like that. They're educated, they're smart. It's just he has multiple women. He's always been like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're cool with it.
Yeah.
I can't really.
And they'll make it work. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I understand that.
So I
and
can't
I
really
understand
knock
people
it.
That do like open relationships and things like that. And it's, you know, as long as everybody are adults.
Exactly. As long as everybody shakes hands at the table.
Then it's all good. But I have a problem when, you know, in the world, you have certain places that it's only this way and, you know, only men are able to do it. And you know. So I'm always gonna fight for that, because as long as they could do it, women should be able to do it too, you know.
Yeah, ain't she fucking spicy, bro? Jeez.
Genetic, isn't it? I got loyalty.
It's in my blood.
Inside my DNA.
Nah, but it's needed, man.
It is needed, because it's happening now, and I feel it. Like, there's a big rise in women. There's a rise in women speaking. There's a rise in women taking their power back. There's a rise in men respecting women.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Being and listening to women. So I have noticed that, you know? There's also the opposite.
Yeah. I don't know how to, like, put this in, like, words without sounding like a dickhead, but women have a larger influence on men than men have on women. And like in most cases,
I agree with that.
Men influence women, it's usually a negative situation, like, which is why we have like all these fake titties and butt shots.
Yeah,
we're basically endangering women's health for a look. But with women, it's like it could go either way. Like, for instance, with XXXTentacion,
mm-hmm.
apparently his mother was abusive to him, so like that shit that's normalized. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If she'd have been a little more loving and nurturing, maybe if she had a more stable home.
Yeah, he didn't even live with her. Because
it was bad with her.
Mm-hmm. And then they end up projecting that on the women that they end up choosing.
I can't get back at my mother, but I can get back at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of times the people that we choose in our lives are representatives of the people that raised us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, the opposite sex, your mother, your father. So
exactly,
that's right. That's
you're looking good for like coping energy, but it can be something else because the relationship isn't the same. You know what I'm saying? Your wife is not your mother here.
And I think that's the hard part that a lot of people distinguishing. You know, like, what is your partner in life? You know, and what is it that you're missing within yourself that we try to find in others sometimes?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's where we need to learn to be whole for ourselves before we do that, you know, before we choose other people. And a lot of people don't know how to do that. They don't know how to love themselves and be whole.
Yeah, they've never been taught it. It sucks, but you have to be taught it, because that gets sucked out of you. That gets sucked out of you with school,
mm-hmm.
with family relationships, with work, all types of shit.
Your environment, all of it.
Everything is pretty much designed to dim your light.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what's important though, man? One of the things that I feel could break, maybe not break those chains, but you know, not nurture a lot of the bullshit, is basically kind of what you said. You got to get that taught at home, man.
Yeah.
Home is the number one. Your parents are your number one teachers. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I don't care what nobody say. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, shit goes down at home, and outside the door, shit goes down. But if you're taught at home, man, you'll have, I don't know, more... I don't know if it's morality or empathy or what, but I just feel at home is the fucking spot where, you know what I'm saying, that the real teaching comes into play.
I agree with that. And I think, and I say this towards women. I say this a lot because there's a lot of single moms out there, you know, and it's hard to raise boys, you know,
the
men aren't around, and, you know, so that's a part in itself. And then women start, especially a lot of Latinas I know do this, you know, minorities in general, that they end up taking, they have the son take the role as the man.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that's a huge problem.
Yeah,
that is
already.
A huge problem. Hmm. You have to let children be children. They are not the man of the house.
Yeah. Yo, not to cut you off, hold your thought. Y'all ever seen that meme? When they got all the little kids dressing like dudes, like all jiggy and shit, and it says, "Yo, why girls keep trying to dress their kids like their exes that left them, or baby fathers that left them, or some shit?" And it's fucked up, but it makes a lot of fucking sense.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's true. You put your kid in their shoes.
Yeah.
Like, but my grandfather died, like my dad's father, like my grandmother basically tried to push me in like my grandfather's shoes. She was like, she was the adult, but she still had me like making decisions for her. She was like coming to me and checking with me about shit that she could handle without me.
That male perspective.
Yeah, but like she was going through grief, so I kind of had to just step up, stop crying like a bitch, suck it up, and deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough, man.
And it's good, you know, it helps you to grow and stuff, but then you miss a piece of like your childhood.
Like
too.
Our relationship changed. Like,
it
became weird. Like, instead of just wanting to be around her, I kind of wanted to like shy away because it's like, damn. I got mad responsibilities at home, and then when I show up here, I have even more, and then I have to deal with her like breaking down and crying. So like, I have to be strong for her and be strong for myself.
Yeah, and that's, you're still a child.
I was like 14, so like that shit I wasn't ready for that shit.
Yeah, that's some ill identity crisis shit, man.
So, you know, this is just an advice out there to a lot of women, you know, your children are not your men, you know, and we need to teach them responsibility, independence, all that stuff, but in a different way than you would, than if they were your man, you know, and yeah. The responsibilities you put on them, and don't say they're the man of the house, they're not yet, let them be children, you know, because those same boys grow up with those beliefs, like, I'm the man, I'm this, you know, and...
Yeah, they don't know how to compromise at all.
Yeah, and that's just what it is, you know, so... and that's not what it is when you're with a wife. Once you find someone, you know, it's going to be a different story. So I think that's important.
Absolutely, man. Yo, it was a pretty good show, man, for our first guest back, B.
Yeah.
You know, we were about an hour in, man. Man.
We could keep on talking.
all day. Yeah, our shows, you know, we go an hour, sometimes more. But yeah, I think we're gonna cut it short, man. But real quick, Craig, you wanna I don't know if you wanna shoot your social media where people can contact you if you want or something, or
all right, so
because I'm sure people might have questions, you know.
Don't disrespect me on this, but this is my Instagram handle. I thought that this shit was really jiggy because
we gonna talk about that.
I was high and I was watching a Spike Lee joint. So one of the characters is where I got the inspiration for my name from on my IG. So it is at Sweet Dick Willie the Second Coming. I added that last part because I thought that shit was super duper clever.
Like, I always wondered, shit. Man. I always wonder what the
and
fuck.
And I spell it with two C's. But there's a character in, I think it's Do the Right Thing. It's like one of the drunk characters named Sweet Dick Willie. He's just talking
shit.
Oh my
God.
Shit.
That's Rosie Perez. So yeah,
I believe that the character is Robin Harris. But I just always thought his name was fly as shit, and everybody said his name. He was like, why do they call you Sweet Dick Willie? He was like, so fucking explanatory. So I just thought that was fire to me.
That's what's up, man. So say it one more time, though, so that people could remember that.
Sweet Dick Willie, the Second Coming.
At Instagram. There you go. Any last words? Any other thing you want to talk about real quick before we go? Or?
Communication rules the nation. Try to listen more than you speak, because you definitely pick up shit, even with people that piss you off. You always learn something. Don't let your talents go to waste, and don't let people box you into shit.
Word, that's what's up, man.
That's great advice.
Very well said, bro. Very well said. But yeah, Interweblians, it's been another great show, man. We hope you enjoyed the guests today. I know we did. Don't forget to hit us up at the Backyard Mecca Show, backyardmeccashow.com, Backyard Mecca at Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Also, don't forget to check out the all-new Gorilla Podcast Network. Gorilla Podcast Network at Instagram and GPN on Facebook. And don't forget, if you accumulate those thoughts in your mind, that means it is out there. And if it is out there, all you gotta go do is go get that shit. Peace, right. peace.
Peace.
Interweblings.